Unique Weirdos, what up? It's Roxy Blue.
Big boy.
Bitch. Yo. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. The name is Roxy Blue, but the green makes me go. I stand to the top, where you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Here I go again. I thought buddy was frontin' when he came up for some wind. I told him I'm a fiend when it comes to the best. I can make it rain, oh daddy, don't test me. So, they call me Little Avatar. I make that word a bend when it comes down to this Danny bar. Put it in your face and make you savor it like candy bars. And if you do it well, I will hand you out a golden star. So, yes, I'm a kinky chick. And when it comes to sexing, I will show you what it is. So get in, make the shoe. I'm classy with my shit. I'll be strapping up twice because I don't want that package. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Let's roll play. Throw a few swings. When I see the green, I become very friendly. Maybe handcuffs. You can be the officer, a better yet, a dentist. Money, tattoos, and a whole lot of booze. I'm living life fast, and I'm breaking all the rules. My heart is in the cage, and I threw away the key. My love is past tense, my mask burned to the heat. That can really silly, that a nigga try and clown me. I make his main bitch eat my box like a brownie. When it comes out to this show, follow me on Twitter if you really wanna know. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle.
What's going on, y'all? You're definitely tuned in to All Barbs Radio with me, your host, Nikki Barbs, and we definitely have our Angel Loves Tweets in the fucking building. And shout out to Brooklyn Black holding it down for us today on All Barbs Radio. How you doing?
I'm doing well, fam. How are you guys?
Oh, shit, you fam?
Yes, I'm in a good mood tonight.
Me too. Doing really, really well. So, of course, let's jump into this because, you know, we ain't new to this. Let's jump into our segment for tonight. First and foremost, I love to give my shout-outs to the All Barbs Familia. I fucking love All Barbs. This is the best decision I've ever made in joining anything, and this goes down to, like, elementary school days. Like, All Barbs is the shit. If you don't fucking know, you better ask somebody, and the best people to ask is me and Angela Sweets, because we'll definitely steer you in the right direction and put you on with the movement. Definitely shout out to the execs, Sand Spartan, at A1 Yoba, at Juliet Loves You, at Yep, I Love It, and of course the fucking infamous at Angel Loves Tweet. So shout out to all y'all and the All Barbs movements and the promoters. Can't forget about the promoters because they go hard. They go definitely hard. Also, I want to give some shout-outs to just a couple of people on my timeline. Shout-out to at Cookie Crush. I see you. Definitely said that you'll be tuning in tonight with us, so thank you. Shout-out to at GlamourChick81. Shout-out to at Rain Poetry, who definitely supports us. Shout-out to at Square Boy Shady. Yeah, you know I'm bad with Twitter names, but I see you. Angel, do you have any shout-outs you want to give?
Again, I just want to give a shout-out to my pregame fam. I love you and Blake so much. I just want to give a shout-out to, of course, my executive team that goes hard for me in the movement all day, every day, the co-owners at San Spartan, my lovely media specialist. If you don't know who that is at How's Your Head Game, L. Truly L. Nikki Barbs. At Yep, I Love It, who's my head CEO, at Juliet Loves You, my COO, and at One Under Yobo, my CEO. I want to give a shout-out to at the Deaf DJ Brian D. He's been, like, letting everybody on his timeline know about tonight's show. I want to give a shout-out to Emil 3022112, and I want to give a shout-out as well to Mr. Underscore Chris Underscore P, because they've been blowing up our timelines, just representing really hard and going in. And then a newbie that's just got, I guess he just realized what we're about, but he's been going kind of hard all day, Cold Cash Johnny New York. So shout out to all the people who support the movement and continue to call in to support the show. Myself and Nikki Wells, we really appreciate you guys. And let's see what we got going on tonight.
Yes, most definitely.
And K Continental, we got to give a shout out to K Continental as
shout
well.
Shout out to K Continental. Yes, definitely. One of the faves, and oh yes, and like, you know, I always say all box promoters because there's so many of them, and I not that I don't know their names, but you know, it's just, you know, I have my favorites, and that's how it goes. And shout out to Monte Carlo 90, shout out to Monte Carlo 90. I hope all is well with you. So taking it to Twitter, tweet. One of the trending hashtags that was across my timeline today was hashtag name a turn on. And I did not get to participate in it, but I'm going to do it now. So I'm going to say hashtag name a turn on. A guy with glasses. That's one of my turn ons. I don't even care if the nigga don't even need the glasses, but he has them on, a part of the trending, you know, the fashion, whatever. That turns me on. I like to see men in glasses. Angel, I don't know if you participated in the hashtag today on Twitter, but if you did?
No, I didn't, but if I did, I would have to definitely piggyback off of yours, because you know me, I'm a nerd, so I love my fellow nerds, so I definitely, a really intelligent guy is, like, a really good turn-on to me. Deep waves are really, really great turn-on for me, and, of course, you know, I'm a kisser, so, mwah, lips. Are a very, very good
turn-on
to me.
It's funny because I just want to read a couple of my Twitter followers, their turn-ons, because I think they're so funny to me. Shout-out to at CN. He said, hashtag turn, name a turn-on, knee-high socks, suspenders, and thigh-high boots. I guess that would be a turn-on for a guy. Shout-out to at Riri underscore Rihanna, who hashtag name a turn on was dimples. Also, I'm going to do one more. Shout out to at Obey Gucci. Hashtag name a turn on, neck kissing, biting, scratching, grabbing, touching, rubbing, teasing, and loving. So I definitely do agree with all these turn ons. Like I said again, my turn on is a guy with glasses. So you already know, going down to the media world, what's going on in the entertainment industry. What came across my desk today was Dwight Howard, the NBA superstar Dwight Howard. And he's currently dating, well, as the looks of it, because, you know, nobody really confirmed, but he's been caught on many dates with the R&B singer Ciara. And according to a snitch who is close with Ciara and Dwight, they said that they are trying to keep their buddy romance a secret until they're certain that they're a good match. Dwight is very conscientious about how the public sees him, and he wants to be sure that him and Ciara are serious before he goes public with her. Wow. I guess, you know, when you look at her history, I guess, going on, I guess, well, excluding Bow Wow, she's been linked romantically with, they say, 50 Cent and Amari Stoudemire. So, I say shout out to Ciara. I fucks with Ciara. I like Ciara. And I definitely do like Dwight Howard as well. Do I think that they're a good match? I don't know. I could see her with I could see her with somebody more like a movie director. I don't know. Dwight Howard, he's cool. I don't know. I think that's it's a kind of a weird couple, but if they are feeling each other and, you know, everything is cool, then shout out to Ciara and Dwight Howard. Angel, what do you think about Dwight Howard and Ciara dating?
Miss Goodies, Mark Goodies.
Yes. Stay in the cookie jar.
Yes. I think they'll make a cute couple. You know, with celebrity relationships, it's a good thing to see if they're going to last, you know, so that will be the issue. But, hey, big shout out to you guys. Get them goodies, Dwight.
Get them fucking goodies, Dwight. Yes. Yes. Shout out to IK Continental tuning in. That's what it is. I see you. And I definitely do, you know, I always have crazy topics, and I have a couple tonight, but one of them I wanted to talk about was men overspending to attract mates. Because, you know, like, a lot of niggas will be so quick to be like, yo, I don't fucking pay for pussy, I don't pay for sex, but if you really want to get technical, niggas, yes, y'all do. And you don't have to physically pay the female, like, for performing sexual acts on you to say that you paid for a pussy. But definitely when you guys take a girl out on a date and you pay for that, you're paying for potential pussy, because I'm pretty sure in the back of your mind, you know, y'all kicking it, you're taking her out, you're showing her all around the town. And, I mean, I know it's going to be in the back of your mind, like, I hope I get lucky tonight. And if it happens, you just pay for pussy. Sorry to tell you. Most men will beg to differ. And if you do, let me know. Please let me know. But money is important in a relationship. But it is definitely the sole deciding factor for a relationship to last. You know, like, I'm telling you, like, recent studies claim that men overspend to attract mates. And it does. Like, and this is...
Wait, excuse me.
What?
Hi, how we doing?
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Black. How are you?
Now, y'all know y'all couldn't get in no topic like this and don't think I wouldn't say so.
I was hoping that you did. What you got to say, though?
But, in all actuality, Nikki, you are 100% right. Men, they do make me go on the dates, movies, you know, buying drinks at the bar. Yeah, you're paying for pussy. But the thing about it is, paying for in hopes of it being steady, free pussy later on.
Wait. I mean, I guess, because, yeah, if you're involved with someone and, you know, y'all have a good relationship, chemistry and everything, you know, like, of course, later on down the line, that should just be given. But why do you think, but you have some guys that really try to show out, though, like, and really try to impress the bitch and don't get anywhere.
Don't get anywhere. Them niggas are just stupid. Like, you know what I'm saying? Or either that or they ain't practicing, so they got to overcompensate.
Oh.
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
A dude with a 4-incher, that's the type of nigga that spent $1,000 at the bar, take it to a 4-star restaurant, and
don't get
nothing to the theater and shit. When a dude he's holding, he'll get you a, you know, he'll get you a 40.
A 40?
A
fucking 40. Oh, English?
yo, don't be talking like you too good for fucking 40s and shit.
No, I'm definitely too good for 40s. I'm not going to call it like, you know, like a, my first words of choice want to be like, that's a bomb drink. But it's not, I'm just not like, don't get me wrong, I've tasted beer. I have a couple that are actually, you know, the taste is okay. And I'm just not a beer drinker, so if a nigga ever tries to give me a 40, he better reverse in a 40 angle degree and bounce.
It could be Alizé. Like, he's not going to buy the bar. Like, literally, like a nigga that's packed, he's not going to buy the bar, you know what I'm saying, so he can have that pussy. what he's going to do, he's going to buy you maybe one or two drinks. You're going to get on the dance floor. You're going to grind up on him. See who he's working with. Then next thing you know, you're grabbing him by the belt buckle out the motherfucking club.
Can I say something? I'm sorry. My tongue is itching. I don't know. See, that's why I particularly, like, don't date guys from up north for that simple attitude. No offense to you, Black. I mean, that's how you think that 90% of guys think, but the kind of guys that I deal with, they will buy whatever I need for themselves to buy because they know I'm a good catch. So I've had guys buy up the bar, buy bottles, you know, just to impress me. I've had guys pay certain things for me just to impress me. I've had guys take me out on several lavish dates before we even had a sexual encounter, before a peck even on the forehead. So I don't know what kind of guys you're referring to, but the type of guys that I'm used to dealing with will come out that pocket if they want the pussy. So
what the bullshit is that? Why they gotta come out the box? Look,
I mean, because
nothing is free.
Hold on. But again, I'm saying the kind of guys I deal with, like the kind of guys I deal with, are 9 times out of 10 gentlemen. They've been raised properly. You know, they have the mentality of I'm the man. I'm supposed to do these type of things. Those are the kind of people that I attract. You know, so now once we get into the relationship, you know, I'll ease in and I'll lift up some of that weight because that's the type of woman I am. But in the beginning, you know, a lot of guys that I tend to date hold 90% of the financial responsibility because I'm a top-notch chick. Like, I require a lot of responsibility and a lot of special needs, and the type of guys that I date understand that, you know, in the beginning, and they deal with it.
Responsibility, you need special needs?
What's that? I have a responsibility, and I have special needs and special requirements. And a lot of the guys that I date, which are non-Southern Southerners, they deal with it with a smiling face. Now, once I put the pussy on them, then it goes up a notch.
Word.
But
let me tell you, though. Well, shout out to Actually Confidential. He said, get him, Black. Apparently, he's agreeing with you. But, I mean, and that's funny because, but this is the reason why, like, I tell you, like, I'm digging the niggas in the South because, yes, the dudes up north, they tend to, you know, they tend to hang that over your head. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, bitch, if I fucking took you to Applebee's or I took you to Uno's or whatever, like, something got to give, you know? Like, something got to give.
Motherfucker, right. Yo, if I take you to Applebee's, Uno's, Olive Garden, motherfucking TGI Fridays, any one of them fucking shits, if I, you know, if we go and we go through that, come on, somebody.
Ended
motherfucking shit on a handshake. Like, if we don't click, then fine, we don't click. But if everything's going right and everything's cool, don't just think, you know, you got to just walk out with a handshake. Like, that's going to tell me you ain't interested.
But my whole thing is, this is what I'm saying. My whole thing is, though, but why should sex be expected, like, as an exchange for, you know what I'm saying?
I just said don't think you're going to end it off with a handshake. I said nothing about sex.
I'm just saying, though, like, what happened to, like, a nigga wanted to go out on a date because, you know, he wanted to have something to do. And you might be a cool, you know, a cool chick that, you know, y'all share some interests or whatever. And it's just like, you know, instead of him having dinner alone tonight, let me just have one of my friends accompany me. Like, are you still, like, do I still have to, like, the handshake still after that dinner is
okay,
not
well,
valid?
That's a different type of relationship. Now, you're talking about two people who potentially like each other and they potentially want to hook up. What you're talking, these are people, they've been friends or they're just getting to know each other. That's totally different. But as I digress, we do have a caller. Let's get into him. Last four digits is 2384. 2384, you're live on air.
Yo, what's good, ladies? This is Kid Continental. What's up?
Hey, Kid.
Hi.
What's good? I'm doing good. I'm chilling. So, yeah, I was listening to y'all little topics. It kind of makes me feel a certain way because a lot of dudes I know that they be going hard. Like, I got a lot of friends that go hard. Like, they don't got no job or nothing. They spend their last few dollars on bottles and this, that, and the third, go to the club every day, and I'm, like, sitting watching them, and they don't get nothing. They ain't getting no buns or none of that. So I'm sitting there, and I'm watching them. When a dude like me could be like, yo, Ma, come over my crib. I'll cook you dinner. And they'll come over, and I'll cook them dinner, cook them something nice. I get it. So I'm just saying.
So you're the type to, instead of spending money on, you know, all these restaurants to, I guess, try to potentially get somewhere with somebody, you'd rather do a home-cooked meal.
Yeah, because I then you could tell how the person is. When you do stuff like that, you buy the highest. Like, you know, I work, so I have the time to do that, and I have the money to do that. But at the same time, I'd rather see the person for who they are rather than them coming and me buying them this, then I don't hear from them for the next week whenever I want to go to dinner again. It's just like, that's kind of like gold diggers. Not saying that all women that do that are gold diggers. Most women want the nicest things in life, you feel me? So I'm just saying.
Nikki, you know, Nikki, pass the ball to me. I need to clarify.
Please, go ahead, Angel.
I want to just clarify some things with you, and from a female perspective.
Yes, ma'am.
If you're dating a man and he gives you his last and he's willing to do that without no strings attached, that's a good ass nigga. So for a female who comes from a good background, you know, who does the cooking and the cleaning and things of that nature, we're not gonna go for, oh, let me just cook for you. No, we want to see how selfish you are. Wait, let me finish.
Yeah,
how non-selfish you are. So if your friend or whoever this person may be is at the bar and he only has $20, and if he is willing to sacrifice that $20 to buy me a drink and then I find out about it later, to me, he's 100. You understand what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, it's about sacrifice when you're getting to get to know someone, and it shows character when you do things like that. Now, in life, there's nothing for free. So therefore, you know, if you want to cook me a meal, first of all, you better know how to cook, because I'm very particular.
Nah, I know how to cook.
Ramen noodles.
Don't count.
I cook everything.
There better be petals, rose petals. It better be the whole nine, because now it's not about the dinner. It's about the creativity of the dinner. Nowadays, guys don't understand how to win a woman over. They just think, oh, if I buy you a drink, we're going to fuck and it's going to be just like a certain.
That's why
a lot of women are the way they are, because they want you to work for it versus them saying, oh, it's okay for us to go and chill in your house and watch a movie. We could do that after, you know, you show me what you got, because at the end of the day, if she's a dime and she's a gem, she's worth
everything
in the pocket.
Mm-hmm. Everything.
And vice versa, because if she's a real 100% woman and you do all those things for her, when you don't have honey, she'll have your back. So I just wanted to clarify.
Can I ask a question here?
Go ahead, Black.
Are we talking, is this stuff for the potential to hit it and quit it? Are we talking, this is, you know, a chick that I'm going to bring home to moms later on down the line, because if you going hard like that and for a chick that you just got to hit it and quit, you an asshole, especially if you got to spend your $20.
And that's what I'm saying. It's just,
so
like,
why you going to spend your last
$20
at the bar some chick? I don't give a fuck if your chick find out a week later he did that shit. She did an 8 out of 10 laugh at the nigga.
If the chick is like Angel, how Angel said that she appreciates that, then yeah. But if I spend my last 20 on a chick at the bar, the chick might look at me like, oh, you a broke dude, da-da-da-da, this, that, and third. You understand what I'm saying? Angel's
but
a sweetheart.
Doesn't
you're
matter.
A rare woman.
But that shows what kind of females that you're
attracting
at the bar. That's
exactly
what I'm saying. A regular nigga is not going to be like, oh, boo, this is my last 20. I'm going to buy you a drink. Because first of all, he's not going to want to embarrass himself like that. What I'm saying is, if you get to know, if you're trying to get to know a female, you know what I'm saying? You intermingle, whatever, you get her number, whatever the case may be, and you take her out on a date. If she's a top-notch female, she's going to expect you to at least try to take her out on dinners and to do nice things for her, because she's looking at your character. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because this is a person that you're trying to get to know. Now, if it's somebody that you're just trying to fuck, no, don't spend your money on her, but she'll get the impression. What I'm saying is, whatever impression you give a woman is lasting, is long lasting. So a lot of times, the good women will make that decision based upon your actions first go around. First 3 days, we already know we're just going to fuck you or we're going to keep you around and wash your shit at night. We already know that. So it goes both ways as far as on a female perspective too. If I meet you and you're like, yo, I want to get to know you, and you're like, okay, that's about to eat, and you take me to some rinky-dink place to eat, I'm going to be like, oh, I'm never going to call this nigga again. And 9 times out of 10, I'm not even going to stay there. I'm going to be like, oh, you know what? I hate other plans. I just remember. I'm going to walk the fuck out, because I'm not going to lower my standards, you know, just getting to know you. I'm not going to do that. Now, if we get to know each other and then I understand your financial situation, that's a different story, because now I'm getting to know you. But off the break, no, you're not taking me to TGI Fridays on my first date. No, you're not taking me to Applebee's on my first date. No, so you just get out your head because I'm worth the money.
That's exactly. Okay, but then
if it's not in your budget, then
I'm not for you.
Exactly. No, not
I'm not for you because then I would never be in your budget.
Exactly.
I would never be.
Exactly. It's like if it's not in your budget now, then there's no point, and you know, because later
it's gonna be me
regardless. So if we're gonna be into something together, eventually we're gonna break up because I'm gonna want to.
You can't afford me, nigga.
Yeah, you can't afford to do the things I can do, and 80% of niggas can't handle not doing or not fulfilling a woman in any kind of way. So that's gonna cause other issues in our relationship. So we just might as well only go down that road.
At least you kept it 100. So I mean,
no,
I just
seriously.
I'm from the north, and I've taken women out, and it's been cool, but. I mean, at the same time, it's a lot of women out here that is just like, that's the first thing they expect, you feel me? So I sit there and I'm like, yo, I just a person by their character, you feel me? Like, it's a lot of women that eat your food. You go to the restaurant, but you eat up your food, and they'll be like, all right, peace out. And they'll leave you right there.
I was hungry.
And then there's a lot of dudes that's nice, and then they'll be like, okay. Like me, I'm more judged for people by character because, you know, I have a lot of, I've had a lot of people that were fake around me before. So at the same time, now I'm judging more by character. But before, yeah, I would take a girl to a restaurant, eat with them and chill with them and talk just to see where their head's at. And, I mean, it could be better that way, too. It could go both ways, I feel. You understand? So I'm just saying. Hello?
Hello, Nikki, you there?
So, Kid Confidential, thank you so much. I definitely do want you to stick around because I have some more calls I want to get to. But just please stay on the line because I have other topics that I want to bring up involving the same situation. So thank you so much. All right, Black, you ready?
Yeah, we got another caller. Last four digits is 7286. 7286, you're live on air.
Hello?
Hey.
Yeah, what's up, y'all? How y'all doing tonight?
Doing good. Who's this?
This is D, Paparazzi TV.
Hey, what's going on? You're definitely talking to Nikki Barbs. I'm doing good.
Yeah, it's kind of tough to listen to all that. Shout out to the ladies that want to be treated right.
Shout out to the ladies that want to be treated right. Yes, all day. But, like, let me ask you a question, though, because... So, are you the type of dude to spend guap on potential pussy or a potential relationship, or are you one to, you know, spend accordingly and get to know the person before you even feel like you got this person's worth investing in?
Well, I'm the type of person, I mean, it's all different situations, you know what I mean? Like you said about the class thing. If she's a classy woman, you know how you're going to present her in a classy manner. But if she claims to be classy, but she talks trashy, You're gonna convince her to at least come on, take a night out with you and see what you got. But
Wait, I'm sorry. Can you say that line again?
I said if she says she's classy, but she talks trashy, and you're gonna try to pick out to see what she's really about, you know. But if she's a classy woman, you're gonna, you know, step to her with in a classy manner and try to speak to her when you're prepared to speak to her and offer her what you got.
That's the stuff. I rock with that line.
All right, Andrew, what do you have to say about that?
Again, like I said, it doesn't take much of a time to know what type of person you're dealing with. You know, after about 3-4 phone conversations, you'll pretty much know what type of person who's on the other end. So all
Not
I'm
exactly.
saying is,
Not exactly.
right, well, I'm saying, right, but no, right, but what I'm saying is, majority of times you can, but then you do have such cases where it takes you a while. You really don't know people. Even people who are in a relationship for a year don't really
exactly.
know. It takes you about a year to get to know them. But all I'm saying is, if she is, and women in relationships is an investment, point blank. So if this person is worth the investment, you need to invest, because whatever you won't do, just like guys love to say this all the time, whatever you won't do, another female will. Whatever you won't do, another nigga will. You know,
yes,
and,
so
and it makes you laugh. Hold on,
let me
finish. Right, let me finish. And what makes me laugh is that guys are so quick to want the wifey-type material, wifey-type duties. You know, they want you to cook for them. They want you to clean for them. They want you to wash their fucking clothes and fold their fucking socks. But, and stay in the house, whatever case may be, but you're not willing to show her that, you know, you're a good enough man that you can, that you deserve that. That's all I'm saying. If you're a good enough man,
and what does a good, a good enough man deserve? I mean,
a
you said to spend your last 20.
Man,
I figured you shouldn't even be at the ball with your last 20.
Hey, but you don't
have
to
fuck no.
But maybe you're out with your homeboys. I don't care what your situation is. That's
with
not my. That's not 20? I don't know why you're there. Right. You know, I don't know why you're there at the club. I don't care why you're there at the club, because I'm with my girls and we're chilling. All I'm saying is, if I met a guy and he spent his last on me, that, but to me, that's me worth taking a second look at him, because I'm like, damn, this nigga gave me his last. You know what I'm saying? And it's not a lot of
my
niggas.
My thing is, so why do men, go to the club? Why should men go to the club?
But that was the scenario we gave. That was the scenario we gave. We just got to roll with the scenario. You know, nowadays, a lot of guys, and you know, in their 20s, aren't about that life. They're really selfish. They want a lot for nothing, you know, and that's just what it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm over 25, and I say it all every day. There's a lot of niggas that, you know, may have a job, but they're selfish within themselves, you know. So if this particular person gave me his last, I'm going to look at him like, damn, he's a real-ass nigga, because most niggas won't do that. Most niggas is
like, I understand that, but then he's going to give you his ass and have to hop the train or some weird shit.
Well, guess what, nigga?
No,
just make sure you don't get caught by the MTA police.
I'm not talking about what's going to happen after the fact, because that's not my problem.
It's not my business.
That's a decision, right. That's a decision that you made, because at this point, I don't know that's your last. I'm saying, after you gave me your list and I find out later, like, oh, like, after we, you know, talked a little bit more after that fact, and you was like, yeah, and I found out, that was, how am I going to know that's your list that night? I'm not going to go through your pocket, right? I'm going to take the drinks, we're going to mingle, we're going to talk, and we're going to go out separate ways. That's all I'm saying. You know, I'm not going to be like, yo, nigga, how much money you got in your wallet? That's not me, because I really don't give a shit, because I can buy my own drinks at the bar. What I'm saying
exactly.
Is,
and that's a good
I'm
woman, the one that's buying their own drinks, the one that's not
course.
Fucking with you, the one that's looking at you like, nigga, please with
saying,
your money, I got my own.
Know
what
about the anymore. They don't understand.
Black
they don't girl. Understand that, you know, to get a good woman in these days, in 2012, you have to go back to the back in the day, you know. Bring us flowers. We
the
like flowers.
The only way
you're
going to get a good woman is for a woman sit and listen to you. More than likely, 9 times out of 10, women don't want to hear shit we got to say, and it's just that's what's
again,
making the world
again,
go a little wild.
Again, evaluate the females that you surround yourself with.
Definitely.
Every woman
I'm trying to talk
like
to you,
that.
And I can't even get my point across because you're aggressive on, you know, trying to say what you believe. But it's like, you know, it's also other parts of the world, other people got different views, you know, because it's like, I understand that the last 20 is important to you, but it's like, come
it's
on,
not
why
that
you want that nigga that was there with his last 20?
Shout out to you, Paparazzi TV, and definitely, I definitely do need to go to a commercial break right now. So if you still have things that you want to say, then you could definitely hang on, because we're about to go to a commercial break and we're about to come back, and I'm definitely going to talk about some other things that go within this, you know, guideline of the whole spending money, man versus female thing. So thank
much
you for
respect,
giving your comments.
Take care of the ladies. Make sure they're happy, man. Shout out to the
yes.
ladies.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you, love. All right. Y'all definitely fucking rocking out on All Barbs Radio with me, Nikki Barbs, and we definitely have the feisty Angel Love's tweets in the building, and we definitely have fucking cool-ass Brooklyn Black trying to play it cool and safe and shit. That's what it is.
Yo,
definitely.
I ain't talking about not cool and safe, but you are right. Angel is, she is real on
fire.
She's
on fire. This shit means something to her, nigga. You want to pay
up.
No,
yo,
not,
Angel,
no,
what have you been
no,
on?
It's not, no, it's not about me being feisty. I'm just tired of niggas being lame. Like, that's plain and simple. Like, I work a job Monday through Friday. I do the fuck I need to do to make sure I have on my pocket. So I feel like, you know, if you getting to know me, then you already know this. This is something that you're going to know off the bat. Don't sell me short like that. Like, don't, you know, be like, oh, I'm not going to do this and that third, because that's why you have this trifling ass woman in your life. because you're not willing to invest in a real woman. And it's so easy for a guy to be like, oh, no, I'm not spending no money on a chick. Well, then you go ahead and keep dealing with that trash, because a real woman is going to, yes, we're going to allow you to spend your money, but to a certain point. And then we'll stop in and say, you know, I got this time. It's up to you to decide if you're going to take it or you're going to leave it. But you need, a relationship is an investment, and people don't understand it, and that's why relationships don't last. It just don't last anymore because people want to get something for nothing, and that's just not how it is.
And then when they fix up or sloppy for nothing, that's fucked up. It is. But definitely, we're about to go to a commercial break, pay some fucking bills out this motherfucker, because, yes, bills got to be paid regardless. And call us up, 347-857-4302. Do not be afraid to press the number one button on your phones. Like, I want to hear from you. I want to know what you feel, how you thinking, whatever. Just call us up. So, Black, let's go pay some bills.
Drop. Make people drop it for the East Coast is drop. Make people drop it for the West Coast is drop. Make people drop it for the Dirty South is drop. Make people drop it for the Midwest. I met a girl, she said she gotta keep it all bars. I told her I'm the man, you talking to an all-star. She had dreams of getting money, new foreign cars. I'm on the same page, baby, we gon' be living large. I be the general, the guillotine be on deck. You was a blowing up, you looking like a bomb threat. Bomb threat. The slap of the five like Kevin Garnett. And Nicky Barnes, my home girl. You want that? I know an angel too, she bossed up. So what you saying? If you ain't playing all ballers, then what the hell you playing? If it ain't money you make, then what the hell you making? Nicky was shitting on ya, that's why the bathroom vacant. You better come correct, the ladies came to do they thing. You talking reckless, end up with your arm up in the sling. All bars is a movement, thought it was a gang. The ladies walk in the room and watch your mouth hang. I love the elegant woman, I got a mob of them. A bunch of women that back me up, who's stopping this? Brooklyn Black, he be chillin', homie, it's all love. I said it's all bars, I said it's all buzz. I met a girl, she said she gotta keep it all bars. I told her I'm the man, you talking to an all-star. She had dreams of getting money, new foreign cars. I'm on the same page, baby, we gon' be living large. I met a girl, she said she gotta keep it all bars. I told her I'm the man, you talking to an all-star. Yo, Nicky, yo, Angel, what up, yo? Yo, Brooklyn Black, what up, yo? Yo. It's what we do. I'm on my old ball. I'm on my old ball. Shout out to the rest of the promoters, the rest of the fine ladies down with the squad. Salute.
Other women gotta really acknowledge it. Cause when she hit that stripper pole, her booty swallow it. So go girl, go get it. Go girl, go kill it. See if your girl with my girl, your girl gon' get the business. Then we gon' take a sip of that potion. Put some things in motion. We gon' slice her and dice her and bust a bitch wide open. Cause it's freak synonymous tonight here. You niggas ain't invited here. I got me a girl from the ghetto. Now single that shit like it's jello.
Go ahead, baby, go ahead, baby, go.
claiming it. Cause she aiming it. Right at me so I can put my name on it. She banging it. Trap star, she banging it. She go to work and put all these women to shame with it. And damn, the girl so about it. Yeah, the crown, she got it. She be jiggling so much. She got me digging all of my wallet. I'm like, ooh, the girl deserve it. Man, the body so perfect when she step out in the club. Every single one of you bitches get murdered. So you best come with your A-game. Cause I'm longer than freight train. So girl, you know better than to be teasing me with that thing. I'll bang out that head, boy, so much we'll make a fat A. Now jangle till you get a hat on. Jingle with your sister, like, yeah. Gonna jingle for some means. Jingle with your cousin. Jingle with your friends, like, jangle, 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 jangle. Make it clap, make it clap, make it clap, make it. Jangle, 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 jangle. Make it clap, make it clap, make it clap, make it. That girl hella bad. I wanna pop hella tags. The way that booty propels, it needs a helipad. Oh, a landing strip, ain't no need to panic. Trick, drop that apple bottom right down on my banana clip. I cock it, aim it, and shoot it. So insane how you move it. Love it how you drop it like it's hot. Then take a little time off and just cool it, cause it needs some time to breathe. Gonna give it a squeeze, cause them little hip size and even them double C's, baby.
Yes, yes, yes. I was over here fucking Jay Garlick. You're definitely tuning in to All Bob's Radio, rocking out with me, Angel Love Sweets and Brooklyn Black. Yes, call us up 347-857-4302. Why are niggas so cheap? Why the fuck are you guys so chizzy?
Wasn't that job amazing?
Yo, this is crazy because, like, my pussy is priceless. You know what I mean? And if that's what you're out for, definitely, definitely, though, you got to fucking pay up. Because, I mean, me, my whole thing is, like, see, these niggas nowadays, especially 2012, you know what I'm saying? They be so quick to, like, throw you on the bed, come to your crib, especially when they find out a female has her own spot, has her own crib. They're so quick to come over, you know, come over, and they're so quick to just, you know, throw you on the bed and, you know, fuck your brains out. But when while you're doing that, like, I'm definitely looking up at my lights. Like, my light bill is about to be paid, got to be paid by, like, Tuesday. So what's good? You know what I mean? Like, stop being so cheap because you're only going to cut yourself short when it comes down to finding a good woman. You know, we're not, if you don't have it like that, then that's fine because, you know, of course, money is not for me personally. Money is not what makes, that's not what attracts me to a guy. It really doesn't. If you have it, that's a plus. That's a good thing. But that's not what I basically look for when I'm dealing with a dude. Like, what the fuck is your salary like? Like, how much are you bringing in net worth, nigga? Net worth. I want to know. That's not, you know, that's not my main objective. But stop being so fucking cheap. Shout out to definitely my Twitter is popping right now, and shout out to Paparazzi TV too. Shout out to Asan Spartan. He's funny. That's why he has two jobs. I guess, nigga. You better work your two jobs and save and stack and stop being foolish. Black. So I also wanted to talk about, because after, now let's say after we done passed the whole part of, you know, you taking me out, you spending your money on me, and now, let's say now that you do that, you kind of got me. So now we're into the stages, of course, like bringing it back. I want to know, do you think foreplay is overrated nowadays?
I'm going to answer that right after this caller. Last four digits of your number is 4549. What's going on? You're live on the air.
What's going on now, man? What's going on now?
Hey, who's
this? Tank from Alexandria, Louisiana.
Oh, shit. We got a nigga from Louisiana in the building. That's what it is.
Oh,
I love y'all South niggas. I love y'all South niggas. What's going on? How you doing tonight?
Ain't nothing, man. Chilling. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. I just want to know why niggas are so cheap, but then they expect the wifey material type.
I'm saying, man, it all depends on how you go about that. You know what I'm talking about? Like a dude, I don't know, I don't feel like really a woman should really depend on a dude for the money. You know what I'm talking about? Even though that's going to bring it in, it should work both ways. But at the same time, though, if a dude's sitting up here bragging like he got this and that, man, and can't do nothing, can't even buy McDonald's, and that's a problem. You heard me? But, I mean, for the most part, that I don't know, I kind of just, it's like, the money thing shouldn't really play a factor in it. At the same time, you at least should just have it. That's where that communication comes in at, real talk. You know what I'm saying? See what the person about, this and that. Shouldn't depend on nobody to be real. Both of y'all come into it independent and work on each other. And then that's where that teamwork come in at.
I definitely do agree with what you're saying as far as, yeah, like, you shouldn't depend on no man or no woman, you know what I'm saying, to have your means through life. But, like, you know, just about the topic of tonight, though, but it happens, though. You know, like, it really does happen.
Yeah.
Guys go out there and they take, and it's sad because they know they got child support, they know they got child support orders to pay for, you know what I'm saying? And then they're taking the money out of, like, necessary things to just spend on a potential pussy. You know what I mean? And it's,
yeah,
and it's,
you're right.
And it, no, for real, because you know I do know niggas like that. I'm not gonna be the one to drop names, but I do know a lot, and I just want to know, because you're a guy, like, why do y'all feel the need to go so hard, or to use money, or to use certain things to flash in front of a female just to get her attention?
Because that right there, man, that's easy. That's what separates a boy from a man. Like a boy, you know what I'm talking about, in this world, in this society, really. They got it. They got all that rap and TV. They let them dictate their life. So they figure that's the easy way to get a girl. You know what I'm saying? So I'm a flash this and I'm a flash that and I'm a stunt. But they really ain't got nothing. They really ain't established. They ain't built up themselves. You know what I'm talking about? So, I mean, that money thing, one thing about it, once you spend on a girl, especially if you just met her, you kind of going to have to keep matching that, man, depending on what type of girl that is. You know what I'm saying? Because a real woman ain't going to allow that. She going to think that's cute for like 3 or 4 months. But hell, the money that you giving her is gonna be bought by something else. You heard me? So you ain't really got no backbone if you really just spending and spending and spending on the girl and not really getting to know the full thing, because there's more to it than money. You know what I'm talking about? You can be a mad person with a lot of money, man. Tell you that not.
Damn sure, right, Andrew? What you have to say to our caller?
Hi, first of all,
what's up?
Nothing much. I just wanna say. No, I don't like for a guy to be flashy in the club. That's not what I'm referring to on my end of my comments. I'm just talking about a guy who's willing to invest in the woman that he wants to have a potential relationship with. That's where I'm at on this level of this topic for tonight. I'm not talking about the dumb nigga with all the golds and all the chains and he's throwing his money up in the club. I'm not talking about that idiot, because I'm not even going to, like, talk to that idiot. Like, first of all,
yeah.
I'm talking about, you know, the guy that I met, you know, outside or out in the club, and then he bought me a drink, and then we go out on a date, and the date is not cheap. You know, those are the type of things that I'm referring to, because to me that shows that that guy has class, and he thought enough of me to take me to, you know, a very nice place. You know, now I do agree, after a certain point, you know, then a woman will level it down a little bit and say, well, you know, honey, you don't have to go to that particular restaurant today. Let's stay home and I'll cook for you. But I'm not going to do all of that for a guy that I don't feel like is worth it. In order for me to see if you're worth it, you have to invest in me, because you have to let me know that you appreciate, you know, getting to know me, getting to, you know, take my day, because I'm a very busy woman. I work, you know, a job. I have a business. I have a family that I'm taking my time out of my hectic schedule to spend time with you, you know. And like I said, relationships are an investment. So if you're investing in me, it's only right that I invest in you. Now, if we meet the middle ground, then we will be investing in each other, and then it will work a whole different way. When we're talking about the beginning stages of getting to know a person, no, I do feel as though a man should take a woman out, you know, should shower her with flowers, should do those things if he's intending on trying to deal with her on an intimate level. I'm not saying, like, he's just trying to fuck, and that's going to be it. I mean, he's taking her, he wants to actually get to know her, he actually wants to take her, you know, to meet his family, or whatever the case may be. No, you need to do those kind of things, because then the woman will feel like you're appreciating, you know, the time that she's spending with you, and then a real woman will bring it back and, you know, appreciate you in all the ways that a man needs to appreciate it.
Okay, I see where you're coming from, man. You know, my opinion on how I am as a man is like, dealing with the money thing, I mean, we tend to put that on a higher level than what it really is because, hey, let's say, for instance, okay, you meet a dude, bam, buddy, you know, hit off right, he take you to a nice restaurant, but, hey, that nigga a liar, you know what I'm talking about? But you just say he done invested his time, man, he invested his time, man, you with taking you out to eat where you want, you know, this and that. So I figure off real talk that conversation and communication, that's the very first thing, whatever. Because anybody can really just take you out, especially these days, you know what I'm saying? And then, like how you were saying, as far as taking you somewhere nice and this and that, that's really, you know, easy when it comes to a dude with money. But at the same time, how his talk game is as far as, you know, getting to know you and finding out what you like, what you don't like, you know what I'm saying? Whether he gonna let you know whether you got that boogie in your eye in the morning when you wake up, you know, come out, like your breath stink, you know, stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's just me. I mean, I see where you're coming from, you know, because you're busy. So you at least want to, you know, go somewhere, chill, you know, a nice spot, whatever like that. But, you know, that kind of is loyalty and that communication, man. If you ain't really got that, then it don't matter really what you do as far as taking somebody out. That's still going to be messed up because no matter what, you are broken right there in that spot that you really need. You know what I'm saying? Because how you is as a hardworking woman, technically you don't really need no dude anyway because you really sound like you're independent from what you just said.
Angel, so mm-hmm. You're saying in order for me to get to know you, right, and quote-unquote invest in and to find out if I'm worth you cooking a nigga a meal, I have to take you out and spend money. That's what you're saying.
This is what I'm saying. What I'm saying is to catch Angel's eye, our first date should not be at TGI Fridays. That's what I'm saying. What I'm saying is obviously we've talked enough that I'm even agreeing to go out with you, number one, because I'm not just going to waste my time and go out with just any idiot. Like, so you've gotten that far for me to be like, okay, I'll take the night off, you know, on All Bars Radio to go out to eat with you, or I'll go, you know, not do what I have to do, you know, to go out with you tonight. So that's an accomplishment within itself because I stay busy, you know, and when it's about my money, I don't really neglect my money for anybody or anything. So if you know that about me, obviously you know that you're going to take me somewhere nice so that I will want to go again. Do you understand what I'm saying? Second of all, if we're going somewhere, you already know that I'm going to want to go somewhere nice. You're already going to know because a smart man would ask questions and would get to know the things that I like and a place that I like to eat. He would surprise me and take me somewhere because when you do those type of things, it makes a woman feel like, well, damn, this nigga pays attention. He understands that I'm a pasta fanatic, so he's taking me somewhere where they have wonderful pasta and wine, you know, because then that makes me feel like, okay, he's worth me spending some more time with him. And then down the road, if you continue the way you are, then we're going to always be going out. And, you know, I'll take you. I don't have a problem with taking a nigga out. It's not a problem to me. You know, it's not a problem for me buying a nigga drinks. But I'm not going to do that for any old guy. I'm going to do that for a guy who can show me that I'm worth his time. And I'm sorry, the only way you can show me that is by taking me to nice places just to show me, like, look, I heard what you said. This is what I'm doing, you know. And it's like, okay, that's cool. You was listening to me.
But Angel, with that, though, you know what I'm saying, you can't really, that's kind of like too high right there, because then you got some dudes out there, like, real talk, I'm going to just be real, majority of the dudes, you know what I'm talking about, that's going to do that, they really just going to be wanting that one thing. I ain't knocking nobody, because I ain't no doggone hater, but it's like, you can't really set, I mean, well, you can, because you grown, you can do what you want, but technically, like, you can't really set that thing at high, like, the dude got to take you to, I don't even know what, expensive restaurant or whatever like that to catch your eye. I mean, because that, you know what I'm saying, then it's like, you kind of putting that ball high, so then that dude, once he fell up the first time, it's kind of like a wrap. Like, ain't nothing really wrong with a TGIF or Chili's. I thought you were talking about, like, a first date, like a McDonald's or Burger King, where you can have it your way or something.
That's
like
not a
that.
Date. McDonald's, I would slap the shit out of a nigga if you ever fucking tried to pay me and say McDonald's. McDonald's, that I don't want to hear things like that. Fast food is not considered a date. That's, we're grabbing up, like, that's not.
Yeah, I thought you was coming. Oh, I mean, TGIF, you know what I mean? What's wrong with, like, TGIF or what is that?
All I'm saying is the type of guys that, you know, I'm going to spend my time with and, you know, and actually infiltrate into my life has to be worth it. And to me, you know, our first date at a nice restaurant is not too much to ask for. I'm sorry, it's not. You know, you taking me to a couple of nice Italian restaurants, that's not too much to ask for because, first of all, I'm not going to eat the whole fucking restaurant. So I don't want to hear it. Like, to me, that's a small price to pay to make me happy. You know, you understand where I'm coming from? Versus, like, you know, me, you know, as we're getting to know each other and, you know, you might spend a night, whatever case may be, if I wash your clothes so you don't have to do your laundry, that's a small price I'm paying, you know, for you just so you don't have to do it. Like, it always goes both ways. So all I'm saying is invest in a good woman and a good woman will invest in you. Plain and simple. If you're a nigga who don't have it, you better know how to cook because I like to eat. So you better know how to cook. You know, you better understand the type of things that I like as far as non-monetary so that way you can still catch my eye. Just be creative. Nowadays, guys are just lazy. They're just lazy. They don't want to do anything. They don't want to spend money. They just want to fuck. So, you know, you don't get to enjoy being with a woman who actually will benefit you and actually be there through thick and thin because you won't show her anything that you're worth.
I definitely do hear you. I want to just thank the caller because, you know, my phone lines are blowing up right now, and I definitely want to hear what other people have to say. So definitely shout out to you, and shout out to you because you're from the South, and I love guys from the South. It's something about your accents that turn me on. It really does.
Yeah.
Deadass. But thank you so much, and if you stick around, you know, I could possibly bring you back on the line because I do have some other things to talk about, so thank you.
No problem, man. Y'all be easy now.
All right, you too. So, these guys are funny. Shout out to I'm so bad with Twitter names. Shout out to @CC Please don't yell at me. Candon Carter. Shout out to Candon Carter who says, yeah, y'all are going in tonight. La fa la, I'm listening to this show, but I do not agree with you ladies. So if you feel that way because you're listening, how about you press 1 so you can let me know how you feel. I want to know. And going back to what I was talking about, I want to know, is foreplay overrated? Because according to sex experts, for sexual intercourse to be a perfect experience, prolonged and sensual foreplay is most important. I want to know, I mean, I guess foreplay is considered to be, you know, like one of the most fundamental parts of sex. However, contrary to popular belief, a recent study shows that 2,360 women started out, Czechoslovakian women started out the act of foreplay as hot, and it became really popular over time. And they say that foreplay is supposed to be like the reach or peaking of an orgasm. So I want to know, do you think that it's overrated? Because honestly, I do. At times, I wish we could just skip the foreplay and get straight to it because the foreplay sometimes ends up pissing me off and it takes me out of the mood because you were trying to be, I guess, so sexual and sensual that you pissed me off by being so stupid. Angel, do you think? No, Dad, you've never had that? Like, a nigga trying to, you know, like, get it going and, like, you were looking at him the whole time like, if you don't sit your fucking ass down.
Oh, that's so funny. No, I've never had that.
Damn. Sorry. Well, do you think that it's overrated, though?
I'm sorry. I'm for the foreplay. You know me. I'm for the caramel, the chocolate syrup, the strawberries. I'm all for it. So, you know, let's make it last. Let's make it count and do it right. Just do it right. You just ain't found somebody to do it right. That's all. That's what your problem is.
I'm just, like I said again, I'm more realistic with things. And yes, I feel like if you're not going to be able to, if you don't got it like that, say you're one of these dudes who struggling out here trying to make $1.50 and you're a good dude at heart, like, I see that. So you gotta pick up in other areas for you not being, you know, being financially stable for yourself, and then, you know, for somebody that you're trying to be in a relationship with. Like, so when it comes down to the whole sex thing, you gotta be able to pick up for that.
She's saying you gotta know how to lay the pipe. She said
you gotta know how
to
lay
your pocket, nigga. You better
lay the pipe.
You better know her perm. You better have her sweating out her eyelashes.
What?
Her hair. She better be drenching when you're done. That's what she's saying. She's just trying to show for the best.
What you got to say, Black?
It all depends on how much liquor I had and how good the girl looks.
It depends on how much, really? Are you banking it on that? Are you really banking it?
Look, if she, okay, matter of fact, I'll even redirect it like this. If she's the type that, if it's just a hit and quit, then that was foreplay. You should have warmed up before I got this.
What you mean?
I'm just trying to hit it and quit it when I'm out. Like, yo, you should have won before I got there. Now, if this is someone I'm trying to build shit with or whatever, okay, yeah, foreplay, I'm not going to do no whipped cream and chocolate syrup because I'll be damned if my bag is sticky. But, you know, it depends on the person that you're with.
Angel, what do you have to say about that whole situation where you should be ready by the time I get there? What?
Yo, if we're not that serious, what do you mean? If we're just doing the do, like, if I fucking bought a Chicago from the club, I'm not doing foreplay with that bitch. It's for the bed.
I'm sorry, Nikki.
Before the sun comes up, and that's the end of the story.
I'm going to have to agree with him on that part.
You know,
yeah,
I got to cut a Fridays, and she was appreciative of the wings. And a lot of margaritas and shit, you know. And we caught the 12 o'clock matinee, and I'm actually trying to build something with her. Then, yeah.
I'm gonna have to agree with Black, though. Like, from a guy, like, if I'm a guy, you know, I'm just thinking in a guy and girl, and if I'm just trying to fuck, no, I'm just trying to fuck, you know. So, no is no. Let me get you wet. You should already be wet. Like, I understand where he's coming from. That's why that's so funny to me. Because I'm trying to imagine, like,
Y'all are wrong. Y'all are so wrong because I'm
because that's hilarious though.
Because I just
yo,
don't feel like
was that wrong, Nikki. Yo, if you run to a dude like I said, y'all not even serious like that. It's not that serious. Like y'all get together, y'all fuck, y'all go your separate ways after that. You don't want to do that foreplay shit. You don't want to tickle him with a feather and hit him with a rubber stamp and all that bullshit. You want to go get it in, get your shit lit, suck a hit shit for a second, and you're out. That's
yo,
it.
Black is on fire tonight. That's what it is. But you know what, though? Not for nothing, though. Like, because I'm the type of person, like, yeah, we both know what we came here to do. But does that give you the right to shortchange me on mad stuff? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Like, gives me the right to get you your nut, I get mine, and I get on the motherfucking bus.
I agree with you. Okay, Nikki. I'm sorry, because if we're just going to fuck, like, me and a guy, I don't love, you're here for a short time, I got other shit to do, let's get it cracking so I can bust my nut and you can leave, like, it's no less lay down and talk
exactly.
About it.
Exactly, I love to be doing shit.
Yeah, I got other shit to do. I understand where he's coming from, like, don't be wasting my free time like that, like, I called you over on purpose, serve your purpose, pack your shit and leave. So that's why that's, like, really hilarious, because I totally
apparently everybody on my timeline is agreeing with y'all. It's just so funny to me. You better come blow in my ear because I'm not dropping shit. I'm not touching my toes. I'm not dropping nothing until you blow in my ear or look behind my kneecap. Straight up. Like,
right,
because,
right.
What?
I'm just saying.
Because,
right. That's how you feel, kid.
Because I'm the type of person, like, yeah, like, okay. Y'all making this hard for me because I really had a point to prove, like, dead ass. But I know one of my followers said that they're trying to call in. They press 1, and I don't know if you see a 8015 number up on the switchboard.
8015 is definitely live in the building in 3, 2,
you're on the air. Hello, ladies. How y'all doing?
Doing great. How are you?
Greetings from Atlanta, Georgia. This is C. Chandon Carter.
Chandon. I'm sorry, Mr. Chandon Carter.
That's okay. That's okay. Thanks for to reach out this past week on Twitter, and I'm following you, and I got you. I was on the radio, so I wanted to call in and listen, see what y'all was talking about.
So are you interested? Are we talking about some good stuff here tonight?
Well, you are definitely talking to about some good stuff. When I was you all age, I have to say that I'm in my 40s. So
still young.
Maybe the way you all are talking right now about the wife material and take you all out, that may be true at the age that you all are in. But once you get to a certain age, we've been there, done that, we go into the next stage. And wifey at the age of 40 is something that we're really looking for. So we are courting more in our age over the 40s versus the age that you all may be right now. So I understand what y'all are saying, and some of the listeners that's listening to you all, they may be in your same age bracket. But definitely, it should be all about courting first. Like on the first date, I'm a relationship advocate here in Atlanta, Georgia. A lot of people fill out the arenas when I come and speak and things of that such.
Ooh.
And I teach that men and women should court each other. And the first date should not be where he's buying you stuff, because that don't prove anything.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
That does not prove anything. Anybody can have money. And all men just don't want sex at a certain age. We want someone that we can carry around and be with us as we grow old. We want to celebrate. So that's all I got to say from my perspective. Of the 40-year-olds and those that want to settle down, maybe 25, 26. It all depends how you was raised. It all depends who your parents are, who your friends are, because birds of a feather flock together.
Uh-huh.
So if your girlfriends, my girl, I'm getting money, and you hear that every single day, you think the same identical way. So that's what your radio show topic will be about. But when you're surrounded by good people that saying, I'm looking for a good man, I'm looking for a good woman, and, you know, like a pastor said in church, you show me your friends, I'll see your future. So somewhere you got to get good friends or new friends or change friends and make a difference. But you know what? I can't say that you all are wrong, because I thought that way because I didn't know no better when I was in college. But since I grew up and changed my friends, I definitely want what the Lord has for me, and that's a good woman. I want my woman to find me like the book of Ruth and Naomi. That's all I got to say.
Oh, so thank you. You just definitely spit some real knowledge just now, and I just definitely want to ask Angel, you know, what do you have to say about that? Because that's definitely, I really agree with what he's saying.
Well, first of all, hi.
Hi.
And whenever you're doing another seminar, I would love to come because I'm really into things like that. I just want to say, me being over 25, I'm not going to tell you exactly how old I am, but
okay.
I'm over 25. You know, when I'm dating guys, you know, I'm looking for a guy who's willing to invest in me, period. It doesn't necessarily have to be monetary, but you have to show me that you are at least creative enough to care. That's my point. My point is nowadays guys don't care because they're just mentally lazy, because they're so used to women, you know, women just being so easy that they don't want to have to work for nothing. It's just like, oh, if I take you out one time, I should have sex with you. No, that's not the case.
No.
Because myself, I'm just talking about the guys in my age bracket. Like I said, I'm over 25, but I'm not quite yet seasoned at 40. That's all I'm going to say.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of guys are like that, you know, and me myself, I work a full-time job. I have businesses, you know. I'm very active in my community. I need a guy who's going to show me that I'm worth the time, period. So if you feel as though you want to take me out to nice restaurants, you know, while we're there, I'll get to know you. I'll get to know and see if you're trashy. I'll get to know all of that. But first impressions are always lasting impressions. Like, and that's just how I was raised, you know. My mom has always taught me, go out with your best. You go out with your best, intending to make them to the last longing impression. And I expect nothing less from a guy who's trying to court me, you know. Now, once we pass that stage, you know, then we can negotiate, you know, because I want enough to do that. But first, off the first back, no, you taking me to a rinky-dink place is not acceptable, because I'm better than that, you know. And I have a lot more to offer than that. And the kind of guys that I attract understand that, and they have to either bring their best or take a seat.
Well, I do understand what you're saying at your age bracket, but even there's some other people that's 25 and 26 year olds that don't agree with you. And I'm saying that you need to just be, let me see how I can say this. Change the people that you're dating. Change what you're doing. I mean, don't go to the same places. Don't wear those skimpy clothes that make the men talk to you a certain way. Because if you show all your goods, you'll never get a commercial from a Rolls Royce, but you will always see a Toyota commercial. If you treat yourself like a Toyota, you're going to get a lot of people want to buy you. And that's not the case. You got to treat yourself and hide yourself like a Rolls Royce. You got to be that expensive type woman and know it to set boundaries, because you're only going to get what you are portraying yourself as.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know,
yep,
if you
and that's why I don't
date
a lot.
If you change all that, you know, that's you know, you find somebody. And, you know, y'all are very beautiful. I see y'all pages on Twitter. So I know it's hard for y'all to get anybody, but, you know, enjoy your time at this age. Both of you enjoy your age limits. But, you know, one day y'all going to go back on conversation. Now, remember this show at cchandoncarter.com said to you all, and you all going to say, well, you know, I did grow up. Not just grow up, I grew with the age. And things change. Because at 25 years old, I'd be thinking about the same thing. I'd be thinking about all that MOB, money over itches, you know.
Money over
you know, I don't
M-O-B.
I'm sorry, I can't on y'all show. I'm just listening.
Thank you. I'm so glad that you called in, and I definitely
yeah,
do
definitely.
Have a
thank you for
a lot
being my friends.
So
both y'all follow me. Thank you so much for following me and being my friends as well on Twitter.
Aww.
I would definitely tune in on y'all page and stuff. And my show come on Fridays. I have the number one show in Atlanta, Georgia on Fridays. It's called Chandon's Corner. And you all can go to chandoncarter.com and get all that information. And to all the listeners, please follow me, because y'all got a lot of friends. I don't have friends.
Definitely. We got you. And
yeah,
I will be tuning in to your show.
I feel like I'm on that episode of Martin when he had Billy Dee Williams come in and get the ball that game, and then he ran out the door and got Gina back.
Okay, that's what's up. I got more friends than Barney. I just don't have a lot of friends on Twitter, you know.
That's what it is. I know.
Oh yeah, because I got over 275,000 listeners on my show.
Woo!
But I just need them to
like
stop
you.
Following me. They be at their desk. They be on their desk at 2:00 p.m.
You let us know. I'll be in Atlanta in October for an obesity walk called Prada. So
okay.
I'll definitely be in Friday night on the 5th. So just, you know, tweet it to me, and maybe I can come rock with you for a little bit.
Right. Well, if you come in Friday before 2 p.m., you can always sit in on my show.
Okay. Just send me the information.
All right. Y'all learn today.
All right.
Thank you for having me on the show, ladies. Congratulations.
Hello?
Yeah?
Black.
Thank you. And that's what it is. That is what it is. Shout out to at Gorgeously Bad, who's definitely tuning in. She said we crazy. Shout out to as well Ray, fucking Ray, what up, boy? I see you. And I definitely, we have a caller calling in from Skype, yo. That's what's up. So, Black, whenever you're ready, we can definitely, and whoever is waiting to talk to us, just bear with us. We're going to get to you. We see you. So, you know, just let everybody take their time out to explain how they feel, because we want to know. So, definitely, Black, whenever you are ready, let's try to get this caller through.
Hey, your last three numbers are 407. I'll be bringing you on in about 6 seconds once everything loads up and you'll be on the air. In 3, 2, 407, you're live.
What's good, yo? Well, you already know it's Ray Ray on the deal.
Fucking Ray Ray, you calling in from Skype? What's good?
I ain't calling on Skype. What the hell is that coming from?
Because we definitely have a Skype caller, so it's not you, so it's got to be the person that we're going to bring on after, which is cool, because that's showing up on the switchboard. But how you doing?
I'm good. What's the name of the job, man?
Now, why the fuck niggas so cheap? And do you think that foreplay is overrated?
Whoa,
what?
The question is, why are women so fucking expensive for no goddamn reason?
We have reasons.
Honestly, I've been listening, and then it's like, I can honestly say that, I mean, money don't buy happiness, you feel me? So it's like, me buying you dresses, purses, Gucci clothes, outfits, that ain't gonna make you want to stay with me, you feel me? Because at the end of the day, your heart gonna change. So honestly, I feel like, shit, as long as you can stay with me and you down for me, if we can ride through the high tides, I can honestly say, the money gonna come regardless. As long as you is down for the heart, the money gonna come.
But how can I bank? I mean, not to say it like that. Let me correct myself. But, like, I mean, realistically, though, like, you know, at certain ages in life, we're supposed to be, you know, in certain levels. Like, you know, it should be no reason why, unless, you know, due to certain circumstances, like, you're 40 years old and, like, you're still living at your mom's house. You know what I'm saying? Or you're 50-something. And unless, you know, your house, something happened with your house or you went, whatever. Like, if it's because, like, you just are comfortable and you just rather save money to be selfish and not pay rent every single month or pay bills, then, like, you know, that's fucked up. Why should I rock with you and then bank on the money will come later? Because realistically, like, we need things. Like, you want to see me. When you see me, you want me to be, you want to see me. You don't want to see me at my work. You know what I'm saying? Especially if we're going out. So a lot of times, like, I'm the type of female, like, I invest in myself. Like, my hair is done freshly new today, and I just had my hair done the other day. Yes, I keep myself up because I don't depend on no man to do that for me. But then it be some of the men that always want to, can I see you? And when they see you, they wear that little red thing that I like or whatever. Like, that's money. Like, when I purchase the red thing that you like, what do you, like, what's next? Like, I really don't, guys, when it comes down to them, like, it's not all about the money. Yes, money can't buy happiness. But when we want to go places, like, nobody just want to stay home all the time. You know what I'm saying? Nobody wants to just stay in the crib. And even when you cook dinner, like, it has to be coming. Who's going to buy the groceries? So, I mean, overall, though, you know, I just, men look at it. Men, I think men are really, they really think that if a female talks about money, like, she's trying, like, she's after him for something or she's trying to be a gold digger. And that's not necessarily the case. Angel, what do you have to say about what Ray Ray said?
Like I said, I've been saying all night, everything, relationships are an investment. So, yes, like Nikki said, I get my hair done every week. I get my nails and my toes done every week because I like to look nice. You know, so I'm not going to date someone who doesn't hold the same standards, point blank. Just get that out of the way, first of all. So, obviously, you have to have some kind of income because you have to look right. You have to keep yourself up. You have to have a haircut because I don't date guys with dreads. I'm sorry, I don't. That's a personal preference. Like, you have to be at a certain...
You don't like dreads?
I don't because a lot of guys don't keep to me, and I just can't. I can't do messy hair. Like, this is not me. So, you know, if you're, like she said, like somebody has to buy the groceries, whatever the case may be, and me, I'm a new school woman with old school ways. So, therefore, if I'm dating a guy and we're in a relationship, you know, yes, we may go ahead on bills, but he's going to be majority paying the light bill, the rent, or the mortgage, whatever the case may be, because that's the type of guy, you know, that if I'm having a long-term relationship with, that I'm going to have a long-term relationship with. You know, I'm going to take my money, and I'm going to spend it where I feel as though needed. That's just me. You don't like it, you don't have to date me. Black, and this is black and white, because there's guys out here that will take that chance, and they will date a woman like you, because they know, at the end of the day, they're going to get the things that they need from me, you know, treating them like they're supposed to be treated, doing things they need as from a woman, you know, that they need to be with. You don't like it, go date somebody who you like. Plain and simple. Like, everyone's not for everybody. That's, we can just all be adults about it. You know, you don't want to take me out on an expensive date, then you can go take the other girl to McDonald's, because I'm sure she'll appreciate you better than I will.
I mean, I understand that. That's most, I understand that, because honestly, my opinion is I'm always keeping myself up. That's one thing, two things for sure about it. Every day I can go to my haircut, buy a new fit, you buy a new Force J, whatever, you feel me? But it's like the fact is, life is a struggle. Everybody going through struggles sometimes, you feel me? So it's like, you know, I mean, honestly, I got to say, some dudes out here that just, you know, just can't get it faster than others and just can't bring it to the table. So it's like,
I mean, as long as you help him.
I don't understand why. Like, if you have a job, I'm sorry. If you have a job, there's no excuse. If you have a job and you're a responsible adult, then you should be able to save your money and take me out. And like, there's no getting around that because I'm not going to date a guy. And I'm sorry for whoever's listening that might feel some kind of way about what I'm about to say. I'm sorry. You can unfollow me. You can do whatever you want. I'm not dating no nigga who do not have a job. Point.
I'm not either. I'm not because
I don't care what the excuse
I'm
is.
Not.
I don't care because I get my skinny ass up every day and I work my ass off because of things that I need. So if you don't have a job, don't even come my way. I don't care about your struggle. I don't care about what happens to you because I don't think this dude has felonies on his account that has about his job. I don't want to hear it.
Keep this. What if you mad, like you just saw this one dude, right? This one cat was like your eye candy, right? And if you, like, you stepped up to him, y'all was talking and everything, and then, man, basically, he went to prison over some dumb shit, but he got out. And he is, now you know how it is. Once you go to prison, whatever, it's harder for you to get a job. But then you know he got a good attention, good mind state. Like, he want to do best, but it's just hard for him to get it. But you see him struggling, trying to get it. What you going to do? You ain't going to give him a chance? You going to just drop
him? Okay, so my question is, because like I said, you know, I'm from the hood. I know real niggas that got real felonies under their belt, and they have good ass
I'm sorry, that was
just
so funny.
I'm sorry, I'm just saying, like, what is his scenario? Is he like, the fake ass trying where I'm going on a couple of interviews, or is he really out there going through the items and the programs that he needs to go through to clear his record? See, that's the problem. A lot of niggas are fucking lazy. They say that shit, oh, I'm trying, and they're really not. They're sitting on their fucking ass. They may go to an interview every once in a while. No. If that's that type of nigga, no, I'm not going to give him a chance. But if he's doing what he's supposed to do by going to go get shit expunged, going to go take care of his fucking business, I'm going to ride with him and probably pay for his shit to get done because I know he bought his shit. But like I said, a lot of niggas ain't about that shit. So they can keep that fucking selling big-ass pets on the corner because they lying and saying they can't get a real job and take that other bitch to McDonald's because I'm not for it.
That's what it is.
So you saying you don't like McNuggets? Are you saying you don't like
McNuggets?
I don't want McNuggets.
I don't like that
process. I don't eat
McNuggets.
Don't make me sick to my stomach.
It does. But thank you, Ray Ray. Thank you, Ray Ray. Ray Ray, mwah, you know I fucks with you hard, buddy. We definitely do love you and definitely rock out with us. I'm about to definitely go to another commercial break because I definitely do have another question I want to ask. I want to know if sex on the first date, is that acceptable? And shout out to...
And it should be unconstitutional.
Shut up. I just want to give a shout out to at... I am so G3. We just started following each other not too long ago, and he's definitely listening in. So shout out to you. I'm so G3, and let's go to a commercial break. Call us up 347-857-4302 or Barb's Radio with me, your host Nikki Barb's, and at Angel Loves Tweets, aka Bossed Up. Boss Barb. So I'm black. Whenever you're ready, let's do the damn thing.
Yo. Me. Bitches ain't shit and they ain't say nothing. 100 motherfuckers can't tell me nothing. I bees in the trap, bees in the trap. I bees in the trap, bees in the trap. Bitches ain't shit and they ain't say nothing. 100 motherfuckers can't tell me nothing. I bees in the trap, bees in the trap. I bees in the trap, bees in the trap. Man, I've been jigged, man, I've been popped out. And if she ain't tryna give it up, she get dropped out. Let me bust that UE, bitch, bust that open. Might spend a couple thousand just to bust that open. Rip it off, no joking. Second name, Hulk Hogan. Niggas move weight and sell for living how broken. Bitch, I spit that crack like I'm in that trap. So if you need a hit, then I'm with that back. Bitches ain't shit and they ain't say nothing. 100 motherfuckers can't tell me nothing. I bees in the trap, bees in the trap. I bees in the trap, bees in the trap. Bitches ain't shit and they women ain't saying nothing. 100 motherfuckers can't tell me nothing. I bees in the trap, beat bees in the trap. I bees in the trap, beat bees in the trap.
Okay, now Nikki, Nikki, Nikki. Put it in your kidney, got a new LS450. Ain't no keys in this doohickey. If I want rapping, I be trapping. If I want trapping, I be pimping. If I want pimping, I be getting it. Period. I don't smoke no Bobby, but my denim be from Ricky.
Ricky.
Got your girl on Molly, and we smoking loud and drinking.
Drinkin'.
Got my top back so you can see what I've been thinking.
Drinkin'.
And if you know me, then you know I've been thinking Franklin.
Franklin.
Money.
Money.
Thousands.
Thousands.
True religion trousers.
Thousands.
Got a private home, started from them public houses.
Thousands.
Wind killer, causing her arousal. Audi A8, told him Audi 5000.
Bitches ain't shit and they ain't saying nothing. 100 motherfuckers can't tell me nothing. I bees in the trap, beat bees in the trap. I bees in the trap, beat bees in the trap. Bitches ain't shit and they ain't saying nothing. 100 motherfuckers can't tell me nothing. I bees in the trap, beat bees in the trap. I bees in the trap, beat bees in the trap.
Damn, what you say about me? I don't know, man. What the boy you think is? If I get this, swinging on a big fish. I don't know, man. I'm shitting on your whole life. Damn, what you say about me? I don't know, man. What the boy you think is? If I get this, swinging on a big fish. I don't know, man. I'm shitting on your whole life.
Bitches ain't shit and they ain't saying nothing. 100 motherfuckers can't tell me nothing. I bees in the trap, beat bees in the trap. I bees in the trap, beat bees in the trap. Man, I'm out in Texas. Man, I'm out in A-Town. Then I'm up in Chi-Town or Miami shutting down. It's that New Orleans. It's L.A. or the Bay. It's New York, Philly, and the whole DMV. I'm a Detroit player. Man, it's North, South, Cap. Ohio, Pittsburgh. Got St. Louis on deck. It's Delaware, Connecticut. It's New Jersey. Got hella bricks. It's Queens, Brooklyn, and yeah, they rallying. Bronx, Harlem, and Staten Island. Bitches ain't shit, and they ain't saying nothing. 100 motherfuckers can't tell me nothing. I bees in the trap. Beat bees in the trap. I bees in the trap. Beat bees in the trap.
Damn, what you say about me? I don't know, man. What the boy you think is? If I get this, swinging on a big fish. I don't know, man. I'm shitting on your whole life. Damn, what you say about me? I don't know, man. What the boy you think is? If I get this, swinging on a big fish. I don't know, man. I'm shitting on your whole life.
Trying to eat, you trying to sleep. If you a dog, then I'm a beast, and the beat goes. I know you hate it. Here go my motivation, bro. I'm with my dog. Refuse to lose. I'm in these streets, son. I'm making major moves. I will never lose. I'm on my grind, dog. I got this gun up in my waist. That's on my mind, dog. I'm from Flatbush. This how the gap push. Don't make me come to the Evan. Have y'all niggas shook. Now say why go again. I'm here to get it in. And everybody in my circle, yo, we plot to win. Get up out that bin. Take them Gucci lens. And this bullet in your chest gonna snatch it when you here to meet your maker. Dog, I'm about to save her. I'm on my money move. No time for these haters.
You trying to sleep? If you a dog, then I'm a beast and the beat goes. I know you hate it. Here go my motivation, bro. I'm with my dog.
With a jump shot, I got a good shot. I got a couple of things that make your face hot. I ain't playing, y'all. I'm on the block, y'all. I got that street work. They call me rock star.
my muscle. And if you stop my flow, I'ma really touch you.
You trying to please? If you a dog, then I'm a beast, and the beat goes. I know you hate it. Here go my motivation, bro.
This your boy Monte Carlo 90, checking in, telling y'all to tune in every Tuesday and Thursday, 8 to 10, with the lovely Angel and Nikki Bobs on Al Bobs Radio. I'm telling y'all, because you won't regret it. Like, seriously, I'm telling you. Because you won't forget it, and you won't regret it. Tune into Al Bobs Radio Show with Angel, with Nikki Bobs. And you will enjoy. So, yeah, go ahead and fuck with them, baby. Yeah, I'm out. Salute. Al Bars all day, baby.
Hey. That was motherfucking Monte Carlo over there singing and shit on the drop. Tune in. All Bars Radio.
I love it.
Yo, my timeline is going so crazy. Shout out to Ray Ray. We definitely love you. Shout out to at Tank. Damn, I'm so bad with Twitter names. Tank, I don't want to say. Wait. Tank Dials 15. Shout out to Tank Dials 15, who said, keep doing your thing out here. You heard me. Yes,
that
I do.
Was right. That was who's the weekend the guy that we were talking to.
Okay. So, shout out to you. Yes, your southern ass. I definitely do agree. So, I want to know, is sex on the first date acceptable? Angel, what do you think about that? What do you think?
I mean, half and half. I have had sex on the first date, and it has worked to my liking because I wound up being in a relationship with this person. You know, I mean, the relationship didn't last very long, but it definitely wasn't because of the sex. It was, like, personality conflicts, you know. So I guess it could go both ways. I mean, I can see it tanking and being a bad thing, or I can see it being a wonderful thing. I mean, some people believe in testing the milk before you buy it. Some people don't believe in that, so.
Yeah, but if you open up the milk in the store, best believe you're going to pay for that shit, because ain't nobody that runs a business that sells milk is going to allow you to open up that milk.
Wait.
What, Black?
Damn bad.
Now, I'm just saying, sex on the first date, like, it really boils down to how the night's going. Now, some women, they will do it based on how much is spent on the date. You know, some dates depend, you know, like I said, it'll depend if, you know, if he's telling all the right jokes, if he's holding doors, if he pulls out the seat. So it all depends. My personal experience, sex on the first date, it works in, like, Angel, like, you know, it became more than just, you know, the date and the fucking, it was more a relationship afterwards. But 8 out of 10, no, because if the sex on the first date, that means 8 out of 10, it was drunken sex. You know, you guys were both drunk, you guys were both there, there was opportunity, and, you know, you guys, you know, took advantage of the opportunity. But there's been a lot of long-lasting, substantial relationships that have flourished due to first date sex. So to all the people who are quick to say no to sex on the first date, 8 out of 10, they haven't been in a long-lasting relationship, but that's just me.
I think that, like, I can agree with both of you guys, like, you know, because, you know, it's happened for me. And I just, you know, But when it comes down to dudes, like, in today's society, like, they'll initiate it just to have it go down and then have a reason to talk about you. Like, yo, man, like, all I have to do is G her up real quick. You know what I'm saying?
Like, women like, don't do that shit either. Come on, son.
Women do it. Women do it, but men do. I believe men do it more. Like, cause
here's always the misunderstanding about it. The reason why women say men do it more is because you hear more cases of men doing it.
I do. I really do.
You hear more cases of men trying it and men doing it. But yo, women, they be just after sex as much as the fellas do. Now saying. But the difference is, we will actually try and we'll go for it, you know what I mean? And women, they'll leave little bullshit, subtle hints or whatever. No, fuck that. Tell me what it is. You want to fuck, tell me what. Don't bat your eyes or none of that bullshit. Like, you already know, we having a day, we going out. And then, like, yeah, it'll be great if I got some pussy at the end of the night.
Oh, my God. Shout out to somebody.
If you want some pipe at the end of the night, shit, closed mouths don't get fed.
Damn sure don't.
Close if you stay dry. Point blank, period.
But I'm laughing right now at what somebody said. Shout out to Merchant Re, something like that, whatever. But that person said, for all those who voted yes, think again. What if it was your daughter's first date and she came back and told you...
Really?
Huh?
Taught her how to receive a guy, how to read a guy in XYZ. You could send your daughter on 100 million first dates, and you would already trust and have faith that she knows what she's doing. Why? Because you taught her that, and you raised her well. So anyone said, "Oh, well, that's your daughter." Shut the fuck up. Because somewhere down the line, you're someone's daughter too, and you went on the first date, and you fucked on the first date, you ain't back it up, and that's why your ass was pregnant at 18. But no one's saying nothing to you.
I'm with you. I mean, like I said again, like, you know, sometimes though, you do have to be. Like, you know, okay, yeah, what if you do decide to have sex with this nigga on the first date and he fucks you and he's so whack, yo? Like, you know what I mean? Like, would you be one to be like, damn, I regret even doing that with him?
But what if the first time is amazing and you squirt, like, all crazy and shit, your legs shakes and...
Well, let me tell you something. If
speaking AIDS and shit.
I've never reached that peak in my life of sex squirting. But if a nigga can make me squirt on the first motherfucking date, nigga, I'm going to go to Zales or whatever, and I'm going to go try to find, I need to know your ring size. I need to know, because I want to marry.
Can we get to a caller?
Yeah, we can definitely get to a caller.
Your last point, this is 5380, 5380, go live on the air.
What up, ladies? What up, Black? You already know
what's your boy,
Mr. Chris P.
Hey, what's going on? Hey.
But this cat, Mr. Black, man, this nigga showing his ass off right now. Like, real talk, man. Like, this, I've been at the tattoo shop. I'm just leaving right now. I'm in the whip. And the whole time, all the ladies that were there have been talking about your ass, bro. So.
Oh, shit. I want to know what y'all was talking. I want to know, because I was at the tattoo shop.
Yo, what, they don't like
Nah, bro, because, like, you was dropping jewels on Nikki. And, you know, everybody else on the timeline was like, ah, blase, blase, da-da-da-da. But everybody else at the shop was like, that's some real shit. Like, if you about to pop off with that kind of shit, like, you got to come ready. Like, I'm not going to just be there and be like, all right, we finna do this shit all night. Like, this shit ain't finna pop off like that. Like, if you coming over for a jump off and you just a jump off, like, you should already know you the jump off. Like, play your position, stay in your lane, do not pump your brakes.
Damn. But I'm saying, though, like, because, like, okay, let me let you understand something, because some females, you know, they it takes for foreplay to get them stimulated and to get their juices flowing and to get them, you know what I'm saying, like, ready to do the damn thing.
That can be done on the car ride to the house.
That's bullshit. That means she's fucking
What is the
40.
Bullshit about it, though? Like, what would be the bullshit about it? Because, like, I will, like, I'm not, like, if a dude just be like, yo, All right, yo, drop your drawers, bend over. What?
See, that's
really?
Some sucker shit right there. Like,
you know what I'm saying? Like, this, like, you're not gonna fucking, you know what I'm saying? Like, at least help me take them off. You know what I'm saying? Nothing, because, like, not for nothing, like me, like I, you can't just tell me, like, I can know in advance, like, all right, yo, you're coming through tonight. But I'ma still want you to somehow, some way do it. It doesn't, foreplay can go into so many different, like, things. Like, it doesn't necessarily mean, like, you have to dress up and play doctor and nurse or fucking cops and robbers, you know what I'm saying? Or we're fucking pirates from the Caribbean and we trying to find the treasure and shit. We don't gotta do all that.
Some Halloween shit now.
Y'all
talking
just don't agree with me, and that's fine. So whatever. I just want to know, do you think that sex on the first date is acceptable?
The first date is acceptable, because if you both feeling each other and from jump, like, it's been going that direction, like, what's wrong with a nightcap?
A nightcap. Angel, what you got to say? What you got to say to Mr. Chris?
Hey, Mr. Chris.
What up?
I just have to say, first of all, I mean, you know, if I'm going to do a one-night stand and I'm feeling like foreplay is necessary, trust me, like, the guy's not going to complain, because I'm going to put my fucking best performance up, like, hands
see,
down,
a,
because...
There's a difference between one-night stand and a jump-off, man. Now you're trying to go in two different lanes, because you're talking about two different situations.
No, it could be a jump-off, too. Trust me, if I waste my time, I'm giving you some of my shit, nigga, you better come correct. I don't care if it's a one-night stand or not. Like, you better make this shit count, okay? Like, I want you to remember that you where you were when that one-night stand happened. So... You know, that goes all into the whole fantasy of a one-night stand. Like, what the fuck? You ain't going to be no lazy nigga trying to have a one-night stand on me. Not happening. Like, you better come prepared.
I'm
energized. I'm ready.
Nah, but a jump-off and a one-night stand are two different things.
Two different things.
At least
I'm a guy. See, that's what separates men and women when it comes to one-night stands.
Right.
Women,
they
want to remember. Like, men, we want to get it done over with. Wake up this morning like, yo, what the fuck did I do last night?
Yeah. You
so,
look at your phone like.
On a one-night stand is a fucking no-no, because if a chick comes to me on a one-night stand wanting to do foreplay, that's telling me she wants a relationship. And she's a one-night stand.
Right.
That's not
right.
Happening.
I don't know. I don't know what kind of females, you know, you guys are dealing with, like, because women are black caliber and women are caliber. I'm just saying, you can say drop your drawers, but you better say that shit, you know, and mean that shit, because when I drop my drawers, I'm going to give you what you ask for, and don't you be no little bitch and try to run from it. That's all I'm saying, like, Mr. Chris, I agree. Sometimes, you know, when I start acceptable because you might like it, you know, and it is what it is. So if you want to stop on a first date, it is what it is. Everybody's grown. Like,
mm-hmm.
You know, no one is a child. If that's what you want to do, that's your business. Do what you do. Make it count. That's all I'm saying.
I mean, you're going to make it count regardless. And if you don't make it count, that just means you're not experienced. And there's
exactly.
Tie with that. But me, I'm from the South, so we go.
Look. Stop with this. I'm from the South shit.
Like, bro, real talk, bro. You right I'm out the H. That's down South. The next state over is Louisiana, so I gotta rep, man.
Louisiana, and we had a caller from Louisiana just a little while ago.
I gotta rep, you know. Y'all just had a cat call from New Orleans who made me call because they come in and flooded my state.
Mm.
I ain't mad at that, though, but, you know, I just got a rep where I'm from the South.
Gumbo,
fried chicken.
Like I said again, shout out to the fucking South. Like, y'all definitely do. Y'all accent be, it's a turn on. And a lot of times, though, like, I've noticed, like, not no offense, Black, because, you know, I'm from the North, too, but I've noticed that, like, because I've dated niggas from the South, and the way that their approach is when it comes down to initiating sex is just so different. Like, they'll be the ones to just be like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. And niggas from in New York, you know, what I've experienced is just so fucking rude with this shit. Like, they sound like...
Because women from New York are so fucking rude.
But no. I'm not, I'm Black. I don't think people from New York are rude. Because, you know, I come to y'all state every summer. I mean, you can find me in Flatbush.
Why you wasn't out here this summer?
White Plains, because right now I'm taking care of business in my own state. I got
okay.
a pool party coming September 20th. Can't come to New York right now.
Okay.
But real talk, though, like, from what I've experienced and found out, like, when I'm in, you know, White Plains or I'm out in Orange, like, y'all are just, like, straight up front and just, like, real about things.
I am. I mean, and I'm one
like
to
no,
I want
no
to be that way.
Like that. It's just like, if you're not ready and prepared for, like, a chick that's 100% real and is going to tell you, like, what you need to know, like, that's not rudeness. That's just...
But then exactly, so if I'm, because like me, like I said again, if I'm letting you know, listen, you're gonna have to, like I said, I always say, like, lick the fucking back of my kneecaps, fucking blow on my ear, something
no,
like,
no.
whatever,
yeah,
if
yeah,
that's
yeah.
not
lick
your
the
forte, then it's cool, because I get smiles licked, okay, so,
okay,
okay.
That's why I got them folds in the back, man.
That's so you guys look at the back of your kneecaps, son?
Huh? I'm weak.
You got niggas looking
yes,
like,
and it
ooh.
Feels so good.
Right. I bet.
It's hard.
Black bro, you know Nikki on that freak shit, bro. She be like, suck on my elbow,
yep.
lick the back of my kneecap. You know how she get it in, bro. So she left field with all that. So we just
I'm
gonna,
it's not a fun because
that.
y'all everybody has their things that they like. Like you might like for you know a girl to fucking fuck on one nut, not two but one.
You and Nikki, you had a dude lick behind the back of your kneecap.
Yes. That's how come I'm able to, like, and it happened, I don't even know what number show this was, but I've said it, like, it happened mistakenly, but once
mistakenly.
I, yeah, because, okay, let me tell you
how did that actually happen mistakenly, like,
let me tell you
how
happened.
You mistakenly licked the back of somebody's kneecap, like,
wait.
Like, you know where the hell you're going, like, that's not up top, that's down low, that's past where you need to be,
that's way down low,
wait,
that's past where you need to be, huh? The back of the kneecap, isn't that past where you need to be?
That's past the goal line, like, you going
that's what I'm talking
right
about,
now.
Bro, that's, like, out of bounds right there, pimpin', like,
no.
If we was playing soccer, like, niggas would be throwing yellow, red cards and all that kind of shit.
No. Okay, because she's
fighting so hard. They know they have licked.
This is what I'm saying. Like, they acting like
hey,
they
Angel,
never thought.
Angel, do not put me in that category, please. Please do not make me get on Twitter and just go dumb real quick. Like, do
no,
not
let
put
me
in
tell
that
you. But really quickly, though, let me tell you how it happened because, you know, we was doing the damn thing, and he one of my favorites is, if you're going to eat my pussy, you want to eat it from the back. Like, I like it like that a lot. Like, it doesn't matter how you do it as long as it's getting done, but if you want to really impress me.
Nope, not doing it. Nope.
If you licking a chick from the back, bro, that means you got your nose in the booty hole.
Exactly.
What
not
the
no.
Angel, hold up, because I didn't
no.
really. Oh, no. No.
Flip the fuck over.
Nope.
No.
And that's crazy that I had a nigga from Texas saying no to the booty hole, because niggas I know from Texas, they proudly admit to you in the butt. So,
bro, I am not no anal ass nigga. If I don't want no chick giving me head and putting her finger in my anal, there's no way I'm putting my thing in your anal. Like, it's just
okay.
not going down like that. And if you even ask me to, I'm going to just straight kick your ass out. I don't care how good it is.
Kick your ass out.
I'm going to tell y'all, you need to get dressed and deuce. Like, that's real tough.
No, but he was doing that or whatever. And, you know, it was a, you know, and he kind of, like, lost balance. And when he slipped.
He lost balance, huh?
Yes, he did. Because I was wobble, then wobble, wobble, then wobble, all in the face.
Wow.
Yes, I was rotating. I was perking.
Was on the bed and lost balance.
No, we were standing up. We were standing up. Like, there was no bed involved. We was being freaks, and we was on our way to the bed. And, you know, I was twerking in his face, all of that. He was trying to keep up with my rotation, and he kind of slipped and fell. And his face, like, was, like,
good.
Slid down the back of my knee. And I guess he still has his tongue out, and it looked the back of my kneecap. And I was like, ooh,
wait,
do that
wait,
again.
Wait. I'm sorry, because that still sounds, even if y'all standing up, because, you know, Nikki, I am,
and he's on his knees, you know what I'm saying?
Long legs before a nigga could be.
So if a nigga's on his knees, how he slip?
Like, he kind of, like, lost his knee, like, he kind of fell. No, listen, because I'm going to tell you, like, because it's happened to me. Like, this is why I need pillows. Like, I need a pillow. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, seriously, it can happen. Like, y'all would have to have literally been there for me to explain this. That's why I said it happened very weird. And when it happened, his tongue actually, like, just...
Man, this some more bullshit.
Thank you, Black.
Nikki, you hear me, Andrew? Show up. And it happened, and I asked him to do it again. And he did it, and I really liked it. And I found out, I think that's one of my spots. Like, shout out to me for having a weird spot or liking something that's kind of something out of the ordinary. But y'all don't fucking judge me, and y'all can't judge a nigga because it was one of the most best things I've experienced. Definitely.
Oh, yeah, on that alien
shit. Hey, as long as you liked it, kid.
Thank you.
As long as you got off, that's the main objective, so you good.
Y'all are crazy. But like I said again, like, I think sex on the first date, to me, I'ma just say I think it's cool as long as both parties are being grown about the situation. As long as from there, you know, it's either, you know, we're going to continue to talk, fuck around, do whatever, or you're going to go your separate way and it's never going to go down again. You know, like, that's just the worst that could happen. So I think it's acceptable. I really do. But you're so funny.
Mr. Chris, I wanna give you a big shout out and thank you for coming through and dropping some of that Texas knowledge on us, homie.
Definitely. But before I go to Angel,
yeah.
Like,
uh-oh.
The reason I mean, Chicks was talking about this at the tattoo shop too. The reason why dudes nowadays cannot walk to a lady and say, "Hey, my name is Blase."
And I only got $5 in my pocket. Mm-hmm.
And not put that bankroll into it. It's because, one, lacking self-confidence. Two, just don't know how to talk to a real woman. Three, are non-romantic. Because me, myself, and I, first date, I'm not going to take you to know the damn McDonald's. I'm going to take you to an Italian spot, sushi spot, somewhere that's at least decent. So when you leave, you ain't talking to all your girlfriends about, "Look at this broke bitch ass nigga that took me to McDonald's and Burger King." And at least when you go in front of your gals, you can be like, "This nigga really respected me."
Yep.
Exactly.
Nah, fuck with me. They be like, "He took me to a supersized dinner. We got free fries and an extra shake."
That's why.
I would be like, "Flag, take your ass outside and don't come back in my house. Don't even ask for a napkin, okay, nigga, when that fucking nasty ass sauce is dripping down your face."
Wait.
You're stopping. You love me, girl.
That mac sauce.
No, like, Mr. Chris, and you know what I also want to say? It's not all the guy's fault. You know, we as women have a great part in that because a lot of women are lowering their standards. You know, so most guys are used to that. Most guys are used to seeing girls.
But that's some 90 babies, though.
Yes, well,
That's some 90 babies that are lowering their standards. You're never going to find a chick that's 29, 30 talking about, "Yeah, let's go ahead and go to the movies, and then after that you can just take me to the house and fuck."
Exactly. My point has rested, Black. So you
that's what it is.
Little titty boppers. McDonald's, buy them a Happy Meal. I'm sure
Black like them Chauncey Hallway chicks.
Wait. Yo, y'all having me cracking up right now. I really can't. But shout out to Mr. Crispy, definitely all bar promoters. I'm in Twitter jail right now, so that's why, like, it's really pissing me off for me not to be able to respond back to everybody. But definitely tomorrow, Mr. Crispy, I want to know before I get to this next caller. Tomorrow I'm going to be doing some follow for Fridays, and I think that you're one that I'm going to shout out to all my followers to make sure they follow. But when I do that, however many tweets I send about you for people to follow, you got to do the same thing from me. So shout out to the All Bar promoter, Mr. Chris P. Thank you so much for commenting, and I do want to get to this next caller. So, mwah.
Yeah, we got another caller. Your last four digits are 4142. You're live on air. Let people know who you are, where you're calling from.
Already, Brooklyn
Black, already.
Nikki Bars, Boss Bars, it's your boy Smooth the Dude, Arkansas representative, country boy. I've been on there for a while listening to y'all, man. Salute to all y'all, man. Y'all still doing a good job keeping us entertained Tuesdays and Thursdays, real shit.
Thank you, Smooth. You you know that you fucking turn me on all day, every day. So shout out to you for even paying attention to us and tuning in. I already know that you have to do your daily checkups with us, so I definitely do appreciate that. But, you know, I always want to know something because I'm so goddamn nosy.
What's up, boo?
I want to know, I have just two questions. I want to know, why are men so cheap when it comes to women, but yet they expect the whole wifey material out the bitch that they're trying to pursue when they're not coming out their pocket for? And then after that, the follow-up question is, I want to know, do you think that sex on the first date is acceptable?
Your first question, really, I think it's a lot of broken-hearted players out here. You know, I mean, you know, women say they've been used and abused or whatnot in these relationships, but it takes a toll on men, too. And we see, you know, how some of the ladies act, you know, on these videos or what the perception of what a lady is. She ain't fucking with no broke nigga, gold digger, you know, so all that shit. So, you know, a nigga be kind of tight to put out a little money on just a random chick. We got to have some, I ain't saying like no relationship building, nothing, but, you know, a nigga got to see a little future, a little, like a little investment, I guess you can say. That's real nigga shit. I'm going to break it down to you. Kind of like you see an investment, you might get some out of it later or something, you know. I like you a lot, you know. Let me maybe invest a little something later. You know, I might need this stock later on, you know what I'm saying, down the line a couple weeks. I mean, that's just another way, another avenue of nigga looking at it, if you feel what I'm saying. And your second question, first sex on the first date, I mean, we all grown. I mean, you know, I'm 29. We all grown. Hey, if it happened, it happened. But, you know, you protection because all types of stuff is out there. That's what I just advise. Have fun. Just use protection. We grown.
I love it. Angel, do you have anything to say to Mr. fucking Smooth, the dude?
Hi, Smooth the dude. How
Angel,
are you?
Angel, hey, I'm good, mama. How about you?
I'm good. I definitely agree with him. Like he said before, it's an investment.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, like an investment, you put your investment into play and you watch it grow with interest.
Yeah.
And it's simple. And like he said before, everybody's grown, you know. Everybody knows me when it comes to that avenue of sex and making love this and a third. Just everybody's grown. Don't worry about what I'm doing. Do you? And it is what it is. Like, everybody's grown. Use protection. Have fun. Because at the end of the day, you only have one life. And sex is wonderful.
Yeah, that's exactly how I feel, boo. You just summed it up. Real talk.
Exactly.
Black, what you thinking on the situation, Black?
How you gonna put me on the spot like that?
Hey, no, I ain't trying. I'm just, you know, she explained. I heard a little bit what Nikki had to say, you know. Shit, boss, she did her thing. I just want to see your perception. I heard you a little bit earlier, but I ain't really just hear you. You know, your perception of the whole topic. Where you coming from? What Brooklyn Blackhead at?
Well, my thing is pretty much as far as, let me see, I can pretty much give a quick synopsis on all topics we spoke about. Let me see. Sex on the first date, yeah, if it goes that way. Is foreplay overrated? Yeah, especially for the niggas who be trying to make love to jump off and one-night stands and shit. You know, and why are niggas so cheap? The same reason why women are so fucking expensive and why they hold themselves on such high echelons and such high plateaus. And 8 out of 10, not saying Nikki and Angel, because they deserve everything that comes to them, but happy young bitches don't deserve the shit.
Yeah. I
feel
coming
true,
from. Like I say, it's all
again,
interest.
Reevaluate the women that you have in your circle.
Yeah, it's stock and interest, man. Like I was saying, stock and interest.
Yeah, like if you're gonna like attract dumb ass ducks, that's what you're gonna attract. Like, make it hard for a real woman. Like, you know, a lot of times that's a problem too. A lot
and
of
they still make it hard for a real man though.
I'm saying is, being a real man, if you know what I like, don't play yourself. If you can't do it, then
stay
walk
like
away.
Stay like that.
Like,
stay like
don't
that.
Get me caught up in the middle.
I'm saying, why you gotta like
in the middle,
why you gotta like the $80? Why you gotta like $80 lasagna when
the $10 one came
from? Change the lasagna for $10.50.
No.
Lasagna is my favorite thing, so you're damn right. It better be $8 worth of lasagna, okay? Because that's, like, my favorite thing to eat in the world. So, yeah, like, if you don't like it, move on. It's other people that you to take to McDonald's and give them something from McDonald's.
He's gonna accept that.
Just saying,
yeah, like it's so whack. Like that's I think that's so insulting. Like, would you accept? Would you like say your mother? You know what I'm saying? Your mother. She's, you know, she's still got her groove back. You know, she's still trying. Your ass is grown, so you know she's trying to, you know, keep going on with her life and men. Would you accept a old head dude, like, really playing your mother and taking her to McDonald's, yo? You're going to be upset, son, like,
but what if the nigga was trying to catch
him?
What if he's trying to catch him? Yo,
you don't want
to
fight that nigga, dude. You don't want to fight him for disrespecting your mom, yo.
And things like that and fucking... Just to test you, not to actually take, but just to test you to see what you'll say.
I'm not a written exam. Don't be trying to test me.
Upset.
Why? We can do this shit all the fucking time. Why not?
No, you're going to be upset. Go ahead and test me. To all the guys that's out there, go ahead and try your luck.
Try and test me, too. See how far you get.
I've already said what my expectations are, so if I'm not up to par with what you think you need in a woman, don't even come my way. It's like 10 million, trillion other women that might meet you on your standards, but I'm not one of them. So why even waste my time and yours?
If I tell you that I like red roses, why would you bring me pink?
Exactly.
You know what
exactly.
I'm saying? Like, that's just like if you're telling me, because dudes are so far-fetched on, like, they, oh, yeah, they give me the foam posits. I want the gold colors because, you know, they probably have a mind, an outfit to wear with that. Then that's just like you bringing them a pair of foam posits, but you're bringing them in a color green. Like,
exactly.
It's not, if you know what I like, if you know what I want, then just do that. Like, because it'll be in return.
Okay, Angel, can I ask you another question, Angel? I'm not picking on you. I swear to God, I'm not picking on you, but I just want to ask you another question. Pretty much, so it's, let's say first day he goes all out. He takes the Stefano's or Olive Garden Platinum Club or whatever the high-ranking Italian restaurant shit is. And, you know, and it's a good thing. The second day, how the hell is he really supposed to top that? Because now, you know, you're expecting Stefano's and Triumphs and all that shit.
But don't just assume I'm expecting anything. What I'm saying is be creative. So, okay, you spent all that money on the first day. Maybe for the second day, you need to take me out to the park, prepare things that you know that I like, and we can sit down, we can have a picnic, and you can bring some wine, because I like wine. Everybody knows that. Bring me some wine that I've never tried, some top-notch shit, and we can sit down, and we can actually have some one-on-one time and get to know each other. That's all I'm saying. I'm saying niggas is lazy nowadays. Okay, we went on an extravagant dinner date. Okay, take me somewhere fun that you know I've never been. Go rock climbing with me, nigga. Like, stuff like that is what we're referring to.
I'm saying, what if you never been to the Jungle Gym at McDonald's?
No. I'm just saying, I see what you're saying, Black. Like, I see what you're saying. Like, yeah, okay, the first date, you know, you spend all those buku dollars or whatever the case may be. And then on the second date, see, I'm more like, okay, because the first date is what got me to even have a second date with you. So the second date, I know what you're capable of doing. So if we're going to go, like she said, if we're going to go to the park now to just have some wine and talk about, continue what we were talking about on the first date, that's fine. But don't think that, you know what I'm saying, the first time we're getting together that is going to be some rinky-dink low-budget shit, because overall, everybody has their, you know, everybody has high expectations for their first date. If you don't, then something is wrong with you.
Exactly.
Like, seriously.
Exactly.
Like, it's just
exactly.
Not like who I'm not, don't,
all right, I got you.
I just want to say one more thing, and not for nothing, for a woman like myself and like Nikki, you come up off them ends like that, trust me, it's going to be well, because I'm a great gift giver, okay?
Me
like,
too.
I gift for people, they
that's
are lavish.
I don't hold punches.
I don't hold punches when I'm spending money on people. So trust and believe, you are cheap with me, nigga. When it's your turn, I'm going to be even cheaper with you, because you don't even have the decency to show that you had that much within you to show me that you appreciate me as a woman. So when it's your time, I won't buy you shit.
Exactly.
Plain and simple. But if you treat me good, so then when it's your turn, I'm going to treat you even fucking better, because that's the woman that I am.
Definitely, and I'm similar to Angel. The only thing about me is how I'm a little bit more wild and crazy, but we definitely share the same interests, and we go for the same thing. Definitely shout out to Crispy, he said, the next time I'm in NYC, I'm going to invite at Angel Love Sweets and at How's Your Head Game to Fig and Olive just to show them something new. So I can't wait till you get to New York City so you can show me. Shout out to...
Is this about if it's Brooklyn that I can't go?
You got to ask Mr. Crispy about... I can't tweet right now,
wow.
So you know you asked out. Shout out to at Good Dick 80, who
Whoa.
Says... Just...
Yeah. Wow.
He said he's listening to A How's Your Head Game on All Bob's Radio. Mwah. Thank you, I see you. And I can't answer you back right now, love, because he says, wonder when How's Your Head Game going to tweet me back. I'm in Twitter jail, so you can fucking call out the bailout squad and get me out this bitch. I can definitely tweet you back. But today's show was fucking comical to me. I love every show, but today was so funny. And it's so sad that we're definitely coming to the closing of our show.
Wait. Today was a good show, and I'm going to let you finish. But we got one more caller.
All right, let's get it done.
Your last 4 digits, 3898, you're live on the air.
What's going on? It's the True Smoker. What's good?
Hey, what's going on? How are you?
I'm good. You don't know who this is?
You said this is who?
The True Smoker.
Damn, like... But
Saki.
Oh, what's going on, fucking Saki? What's up?
What's going on? I was listening to y'all convo. I had to put a little input on this.
Let's go.
Bullshit. Straight bullshit.
Be quiet, Heavenly. Be quiet,
straight
Heavenly.
Bullshit. I'm sorry.
So I want to hear what y'all got to say.
What up, Brooklyn? What?
What up, Heavenly? What's going on tonight?
Chilling.
All right, so I want to know what y'all got to say.
With this first date shit, man, a lot of these bitches out here is only worth McDonald's and Wendy's and fucking
Woo!
Chicken wing and french fries. Because all they got to give to the game is some pussy. That's it. They don't bring nothing else to the table but they pussy. And that ain't worth taking you out and whining and dining and shit. Pussy is everywhere. Some of these bitches don't got a job, don't want nothing. All they... Hey.
Here, Clark. I agree with you. And Black, what you got to say about what Mr. True Smoker said?
Yo, that's straight up. That's hitting the nail on the head. Like I said, most of the they want all of that shit. You know what I'm saying? They don't deserve it. They don't perpetrate. They don't project anything that shows that they deserve it. I mean, but all of a sudden, you got to take it in. Why? Because they heard Nicki Minaj or somebody say the name of the song in a fucking song. Get a fucking grip, yo. First date, Applebee's, XYZ, that's what it is.
I want to dine a chick that got a job, got her own crib, and taking care of herself. Half these bitches live at home with their mother, pay no kind of bills, and want me to wine and dine them.
That is so true, though.
Yeah, they got to get their game up, too. It's not just a take.
You're right. I definitely do agree with you. I really do. Because you know what? Like I said, I don't consider myself. So when I'm talking, though, like I'm talking about females like myself and Angel, even though we are targeting those broke bitches. But overall, like, at the end of the day, like, you can't just say that she's not worth it because she lives at home with her mother. You know what I'm saying? Or she don't have a job. You don't know what her situation is. Because are you going to take that, her living at home with her mother and not, you know what I'm saying, as a bad individual?
Yeah,
What if you were compatible with her?
It depends on the age. Because if a bitch don't want to fuck with a nigga over 21 living at home with their parents, they get that nigga headache. So it's the vice versa for the female. Get your
exactly.
job.
Women
take
the same
shit,
so why can't a man?
I got to always take you to a telly because you live at home with your mom.
True shirt. Y'all funny. Y'all definitely funny.
Hey,
but
man, I always pop off with a first date, man, because all they got, like y'all said before, once the connection is there, bada bing, bada bang. But then they want something in return, and they don't got nothing to give in return. I don't understand. That's it, basically.
Thank you. Shout out to True Smoker and Heavenly08. Heavenly definitely, I've been messing her ass, and Definitely can't wait to get up with you. And I know you got my Facebook little message, so I got you. I got you. And shout out to y'all. Thank you so much for calling in and supporting me and giving your opinion, because there's definitely people that definitely feel the way that you feel, and they've shared the same thing. So shout out to y'all. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. It is a Riz app. It's a Reynolds. We have to say goodnight. I have other prior engagements. I'm about to get my kneecaps licked. And what? And what? And Angel's about to go out to a five-star No, she's not. She definitely got to get up for work tomorrow, because she's an independent lady who doesn't depend on nobody but her goddamn self. But
exactly.
Yes, but it's definitely time to close out. So, like I always say, do not give a fuck about what nobody has to say about what you have going on, what you're doing. As long as you know that you're not hurting anybody else and it's positive and you're benefiting from it, do you. Do you. You only have one life to live, and life is too short to be regretful, to not take advantage of different things. So, mwah, good night, and y'all make sure y'all fucking hit my Twitter at How's Your Head Game.
Yes, this is an Angel Love Tweet, a.k.a. Boss Fog. I'm just going to end it out by saying, just have winners in your circle. Just avoid the whole bullshit. Don't have squids in the midst of your life. Get involved. Be someone different. Just don't be a bump in the lug. Get out and help your community. Get at me if you want to know some hot events. Get at me if you want to know how to get involved in your community at Angel Love Tweet. I am, and I will always be Boss Fog. And good night. Mwah.
Yeah, of course, follow me on Twitter, Brooklyn Black, and on the Instagram at Brooklyn_Black. And I'll be in the building tomorrow night for pregame radio, so definitely check me out.
Yes,
hit me on
yes.
Twitter. And, you know, fellas, don't be a fool, wrap your tool, ladies. Don't fall for the scam, protect the clan. And rob a lot, don't drink and drive, and I'm out of here.
Good night.
Good night.
Initiating shutdown sequence.